Alright, so we're in, we're in Innsmouth. This city is the focal point in the short story, The Shadow Over Innsmouth, by H.P. Lovecraft. I'm not sure how much I want to go into the, kind of the info about the city, you know, that they're probably going to give us. But it's a place of about 400 people, and it used to be kind of a bigger place, more important. It was a coastal town. They had like a refinery and everything going on and all that kind of stuff. And then it all kind of went to shit. And if you can see Mr. Joe Sargent here, who runs the kind of the bus between Innsmouth and Arkham, see? He doesn't look all that normal. A lot of people in Innsmouth are not going to look normal, and you are going to find out why. Let's head into the Gilman House, I believe this would be. Very friendly looking place.
Evening.
Hi.
My name's Jack Walters. I'm just visiting.
You don't say, sir. Gilman. Charlie Gilman. I run this here hotel of an evening.
You got any rooms?
I'd not rightly know that for sure. All habits cleaning rooms at present. Them's from out of town can leave a horrid mess.
Yeah.
Talking to this fellow's getting me nowhere, and he's more than a touch creepy. If I need a room, and I'm desperate, then I'll come back.
Yeah, nobody in Innsmouth is going to be very kind to outsiders. Except, I guess if it follows the book at all, maybe if we go to the grocery, there'll be a guy that's okay with us.
It's locked.
But,
it won't budge.
I'm a little unclear as to what...
It won't open.
I came here at night, which is not great. In the book, at least, the...
It won't open.
The main character gets there in the day to kind of just look at it, you know, for the day, and then he wants to leave at night.
Stop your snooping. In there's for hotel staff only.
It ends up that he's can't leave. The bus isn't going back, so he's forced to stay here for the night. But
it won't budge.
If I'm here at night,
it won't open.
Why wouldn't I want to get a room? I don't know. What does Joe have to say?
Could you direct me to the First National grocery store? I hear they have a shop in town.
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, well, you see, I'm looking for a young lad called Brian Burnham. I'm a friend of the family. He worked in the store.
Don't know who you're talking about, fella.
Yeah, as I said, nobody's gonna be that nice.
Chit-chatting to him's gonna get me no place fast. I'm looking for Brian Burnham.
Can't help you.
Great. Luckily, the First National Grocery is right there. You know, Joe, you don't have to be an asshole, alright? I just want to know where the grocery store is. It's right behind you. Just point me the right way. Seems to be in not great shape. I'm very curious as to how much this is going to follow the book. If it does, we'll probably run into a guy named Zabrock Allen at some point. Be cautious when sneaking past enemies. To avoid detection, keep in cover wherever possible. Stick to the shadows, move slowly, and keep as low as possible. Alright, so apparently I'm sneaking. Oh shit, I am sneaking, aren't I? Alright. This is sneak mode crouched. We're gonna get in here. Hopefully he should not see us. We have to sneak into the grocery store. What are the why would the kid still be in there? I don't know. Something's up. You know something's up. Something, you might say, is a little fishy. Oh, I think this is where you save. Yeah, this is where you save your game. We'll do that.
The window's smashed. I can see what looks like an old dark room.
I think I gotta get in there.
The door's bolted shut.
Damn it.
Nothing of interest.
No indeed.
Nothing of interest.
Okay. Shit.
It won't budge. It won't open.
Alright. Gotta be careful now. Guy's gonna be prowling around. I don't really want to know what happens if you get caught. Oh, shit! Nuggets! I got caught.
Ah, you can't come down here.
Okay.
The police clearly don't want me snooping around. I need to be more careful.
Alright. That's cool. Well, at least he didn't, like, eat me or anything. Wonder how long he spends over there. Do you hear that? I wonder what that is. Alright, right here we should have a good vantage point. He should not see us here. Don't really care for the wind blowing, but okay. Uh-huh. He'll come. He's gonna come. Any second, we will see him walking. Because that's what he does. That's what he does. Really? Nothing. That can't be right, can it? What the hell? Oh shit! I must have missed him at some point. Oh god. Alright. Was I not paying attention, or was I looking at a wall for like a split second? I don't know. We gotta keep focus here. We're trespassing. Can't lose focus during a B&E. There, go. Gun it. Gun it, Jack. All right.
It's unlocked.
Yes, it is. Objects that can be pushed will have left scratch marks on the floor. You won't be able to move the object if the door it passes next to is open. Push an object, simply move against it in the direction of the scratch marks. Alright, yeah, those are scratch marks. Alright, so I guess I'll push this. Why? Just because it's been pushed over there, why would I need to do it? The constable doesn't know I'm here. I guess that's fine.
Assorted paperwork, but nothing of any real interest.
Alright. Watch out for medical boxes. They contain all the treatments needed to patch up any injuries. You can apply treatments through either the interface or the quick heal key. Alright, well, we're gonna grab that. Any money?
The till's empty.
Yes, it is. not sure why this is still here. Okay, very hard to read. I don't think there's anything really important there.
Nothing of interest here. Looks like the door was forced open, and there's scratch marks on the wood.
Push it open. No? Not gonna do that?
These scratch marks look like they were made by some kind of animal. Strange. Looks like the door was forced open, and there's scratch marks on the wood.
Damn it, Jack. I want you to do one thing.
It won't budge.
No, why would it?
It won't budge.
Alright. Aha!
It looks like I need some sort of lifting handle to get it open.
Aha. Ho. There's some secrets here in this grocery.
Nope, nothing of interest. The store may be low on stock, but it's immaculately kept.
Anything I have that could use? No, I have a freaking morphine. I've been playing for half an hour. It seems like it's been longer than that.
The store may be low on stock, but it's immaculately kept.
Lose one sanity.
No real surprise.
What am I missing?
Assorted paperwork, but nothing of any real interest.
And these are just nothing? Okay. What the shit? And he kind of refuses to... Oh my... What?
The drawer is empty. A typewriter. Invoices and receipts. Nothing of interest. There's a bottle of bootleg rum and a wooden handle. An empty safe.
Alright. I can live with that, I guess. Shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. We need to get this going right now, Jack. Do it now. Get down there. Oh no!